These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Pioneer Seeds. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're talking with Joe Camp of Comstock Investments. And Joe, grains look like they're off to a positive start here for the day. Tell us what's going on.
From our grain futures, we have a reverse or a turnaround Tuesday, if you will, of the mostly weaker action at the beginning of the week. This week started off like last week finished in the big outside market volatility and its influence on the agricultural sector. We've been talking more about commodities and their run up in price together over the last several weeks, including leadership from the metals, silver having an outstanding rally and remarkable volatility, rallying above $100 an ounce, and then on Friday giving back $35, which is a huge swing. Historically, you have the dollar moving, the equities reflecting some nervousness, news about central bank and politics there really driving a lot of uncertainty. But to the grains being higher, the soybeans having the best strength, and the story about soybean oil and its leadership again with some more bullish enthusiasm about biofuels.
All right, moving over to the livestock side of things. Boy, cattle and hogs had a good day yesterday. Looks like they're starting the day pretty favorable again. I mean, what kind of things are we seeing as we look at the cattle and hogs?
Certainly still a digestion of the Friday cattle inventory report. This is the semi-annual report that is a real anticipated look at whether or not, in this case, the big question is, has herd rebuilding gained any traction? And really the answer was, not really. It was a bullish-leaning report because you're still looking at a 75-year low for the all-cattle and calves head count. You see the beef cow count being down on the year versus the average trade guess looking for a slight increase.
We have more under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The futures numbers next.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right. How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on.
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
March corn up a penny at 426 and three quarters. December new crop up 1.5 at 456 and a quarter. March soybeans up 8.5 at 1068 and three quarters. November new crop up 7 cents at 1082 and a quarter. On the Merck live cattle down 60 cents now at 237.57. Feeders down 17 cents at 366.17. Lean hogs 7 cents higher at 87.82. Pork cutouts unchanged at 97.95. That's some opening markets.